Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, happy Thursday to you. Let's get our heads right on this beautiful Thursday morning. Not a victory Thursday, as it were. Kind of lost the battle and the war yesterday. We'll talk about that crippling blow to our San Diego Padres. But, listen, no use crying over spilled milk. Next man up. I texted somebody we all know very well yesterday, Jesse Agler. And I said, man, what a huge, huge loss. And he said, well, it's the story of the 2025 San Diego Padres. Next man up. I thought, you know what? You're right. No need to panic about it now. But we will talk about the injury to Razor Ramon. We'll talk about yesterday's game. I have some pretty spicy takes on some things I saw yesterday. Yeah, just a little annoying. We talked yesterday in the open, Benny, about, well, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
We talked yesterday in the open about the Fairweather Padres content whores.
Yes, we did.
That you don't hear anything about the Padres from them all year long. Other radio stations notorious for this. And then all of a sudden, they're down posing with the Friar. They're down. You know, listen, we're in the grind every day. We watch this team every day. I don't like those guys. Like, it pisses me off every year. You don't see me down at the Justin Bieber concert sucking down your clout, do you? You don't see me down at Zayn Malik, whoever that is. You don't see me.
Good poll.
You don't see me down at Sabrina Carpenter's show. Yo, 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 what's up? It's Woodsy. Down here, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina fever's all over San Diego.
One of the hottest things. You don't see it. You're not going to see it. It's never going to happen. Okay? Number one, because I'm not an idiot. And number two.
You guys excited? Yeah!
Yeah. It's not going to happen. So the clout whores, the vultures, pissed me off yesterday. What pissed me off yesterday afternoon was the grand proclamations that I saw about this San Diego Padres baseball team. Oh, these guys rolled over. They don't care. It's enough to make me want to put my head through the wall. And I almost did. So we'll talk about that. A little spicy mood this morning. Didn't get a lot of sleep, as usual. Never do on a Wednesday, ever. Roundtable looming. Workout looming. Football looming tonight with the kids. It's just a lot. Just a little bit in the pressure cooker right now.
It's a stressful time of the year.
It is stressful. It's fun, but it's stressful.
Yeah, even for just fans. I mean, beyond us, who, you know, we our livelihood is somewhat connected to the San Diego Padres.
But not on how well they do.
No. In fact, I think we've talked many times. Things are good for us. But I think we all feel emotionally connected, like fans do strongly, which when you're emotionally connected to something and you want something to happen, you're going to be stressed about it.
I feel protective. I just figured it out. That's how I feel. I feel protective towards the end of the year. I do. I feel like, no. You don't. No. You don't. You're not a part of this. We are a part of this. Our tier ones are a part of this.
Gatekeeping, bro?
I gatekeep. I do. 100% I gatekeep.
Which is not normally something you should be proud of.
Correct. I'm not proud. Never did I say I'm proud of it.
Right.
I never said I'm proud of it. But I gatekeep this time of year. I absolutely do.
We all kind of do that.
Right.
The high-minded among us would like to say, the more the merrier.
I saw some of that in the chat. No, the bandwagon, there's plenty of room.
There's plenty of room.
But it's not for the right reasons.
Come on and join us and cheer on your San Diego Padres in their playoff run.
It's not for the right reasons.
I think secretly, we all feel like if you weren't here.
Yeah.
You know, back then don't jump on right now with us.
I know.
Or at least don't act like
don't
you're
act
on the
like
same
you're...
level as us.
Exactly. That's it. And it listen, that's just me being 100% honest. It's not a cool thing to admit. It makes you look like an idiot.
Because we know you'll jump on, and if, you know, something disappointing happens and the Padres are eliminated, you will shrug and go, oh, bummer, they lost. And then you'll move back on to your life.
Correct.
Whereas
we
will feel it for days or weeks even. I mean, last year's playoffs are still gnawing at us.
Yeah.
We're almost...
Damn near killed us.
12 and a half... I mean, it's 12 months since we... And they're still gnawing
still
at
just,
us.
It still just crushes
And
you.
Everyone else was like, oh, it was a fun run. I guess maybe next year. And they're on to something else in like an hour.
Yeah.
So... Yes.
Like, even if they win the World Series this year, there's going to be a small part of somebody's mind that's going to go, could have won two in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, should have been two in a row. I know. I get it. Look, today
that
is...
That one's going to sting
today,
forever.
Today is Therapist Appreciation Day, so I'd like to thank mine, both of them. Dr. Robertson, thank you. And Dr. Higgins as well. Not you.
I know.
Would never go to you for therapy, ever.
Why wouldn't you go to me for therapy?
The worst therapist on the planet, and it's not particularly close. I can't think of a worse one. I would rather.
I think I'd have strengths and weaknesses. Obviously,
I think it would be all weakness. Number one,
me and my wife are arguing.
He wouldn't listen.
Sure.
Strength.
Hang on.
I'm playing. I'm texting my buddy Scotty about.
Hang on. Let me get this wordle in.
Strength. I'm calm. I try not to add to anybody's stresses. It's like it's going to be okay once.
Thank you to mine. I wouldn't be here without you. So thank you, Therapist Appreciation Day. Again, Dr. Robertson, Dr. Higgins, you guys are both elite. And
I can confidently say, and I have no idea how much you pay.
Yeah.
They're underpaid.
There's no question. And it's not cheap, but it's they are. Imagine sitting with me and Hannah in a room. Both of us. Nodding along going, oh. 1 o'clock in the morning you get up, you say? Oh, okay. Oh, he does what? Oh, okay. That's normal. All right. They are massively underpaid. We're entertaining, though. It's an entertaining session. They probably look forward to our session because it's entertaining. Yeah. My therapist is like, what? That happened? Yeah. Yeah.
Steven, what were you thinking there?
Yeah. What was the thought process?
What were you looking for?
Well, what were you looking for on that pitch there? No, I was looking for something I could handle, you know? Just looking for something I could drive. I had the weirdest dream last night, too. This terrible, weird work dream that they sent us, the three of us, to Palm Springs to do a broadcast. And it was in, like, a hotel attached to a restaurant. And we went in, and we sat down. And
I'm already in. That sounds nice.
Yeah, right? We sit down at a card table. And I'm looking around, and I go...
Like a folding card table or an actual...
Like a folding... Like there's
a poker table.
Folding table.
Okay, folding table.
And I sit down, and I'm like, what is this? There's no microphone? And Paulie goes, yeah, they gave us these headphones. The microphone is in the bulb of the headphone. And I'm like...
Like earbuds.
Earbuds, but they're huge,
for radio.
Right? And so we sit down, and we plug in... And we're like, and then this girl runs in and sits down. She's like, I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm like, who are you? And she's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. Adam sent me. And I go, what? And I shake her hand, and I go, your hand's very sweaty. She goes, I'm very nervous. And I go, but who are you? She goes, I'm on your show now.
First time on the radio.
I've never heard of her.
It's my first time talking into a microphone.
I had no idea. I go, oh, well, welcome. And I like look down at Ben, and Ben's like, I don't know. We plug in. We start talking. People are writing. It sounds like crap. It doesn't sound good. So we all, actually, it wasn't just me that stormed out. We like threw our stuff down, right? So we walk out, and then I'm like walking through the restaurant. And then we just abandoned the show. The show went on, but we weren't on it. So when I woke up this morning, I thought that I was in that spot. So I grabbed my phone, and I was waiting for texts from Big Boss Michael, Little Boss Adam, and on down the line. Like, you guys just abandoned the show. Like, there was no show. We couldn't hear. There was no microphones. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, abandoned the show. We walked away. We actually walked away and just went our separate ways that day.
Ben's like, I'm going golfing.
Yeah, Ben's going golfing. I think I was like on my way up to some gondola or
oh,
something.
You took
yeah,
the aerial tramway.
Yeah, the aerial tramway. Nice, yeah. So,
and this is a very detailed dream.
So when I woke up, I was looking for those texts of like, hey guys, WTF, where are you? And I like, who's this girl on your show? It was, I woke up in a panic.
Are you telling me that you can create people in dreams that you don't know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I can. I think everybody in my dreams is someone that I know. I don't create new people.
Could be somebody from 20 years ago, but you know the connection there.
Yeah, it feels like it's someone familiar to me, every character in my dreams.
This girl, I'd never seen her before. Had no idea who she was, and she was all in a huff.
And your mind created this person.
My mind created her, and she was ready to be on the Ben and Wood show. And unbeknownst to us, we had a new co-host walk in and just start. It was wild, man. It was wild.
Do you ever tell your therapist your dreams to try to interpret them or anything like that?
Because mine aren't, I don't really have, my reality is enough for them. We don't need, when I start talking about my dreams, I'm wasting my money. Because my reality is such that I need the help with real
Before
things.
We get to the dream world.
Bro, mm-hmm.
Let's tackle the real world first.
So I did. I woke up and I was like, okay, no, I'm going to go into it. We'll have microphones. Paulie's going to be there. Ben's going to be there. We're not going to have another co-host that I don't know. I said we're good.
I feel like I've had similar dreams in that you are trying to do your job, but for whatever reason, you're unable to do
it.
And you worry about the consequences or recriminations of like, I was really trying to do my job, and I, for whatever reason, I could not complete my job. And it feels bad when you can't do that.
It was terrible. It was a terrible, like, work. And then Enrique says, work dreams are the worst. They already get you most of the day, and then you dream of work for no pay. Yeah, I did a show. Well, we only did a second of the show, and then we bailed. I was proud of Ben, though, for walking away with us in solidarity, because it was so bad that he's like, even Ben was like, I'm not doing this, and with this stupid microphone in my headset.
Were there any listeners there? Can you
remember? No, but it was at like a hotel/restaurant, so there were people milling about.
Sure. But no rhyme or reason out there.
No rhyme or reason. My wife wants to know why I'm dreaming about other girls.
sweaty, nervous girls.
Palmed girls to come in.
Do think it would be nice if every dream could just be like a vacation.
Oh,
like when you go to sleep,
best.
You dream, but it's always something really cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm on a great trip or I'm doing something fun. I'm on an adventure. And it's always like a getaway. But we tend to dream about worries and stuff like that. It's like, well, wouldn't this be so much easier if every night we got, 6-7 hours of, pure bliss?
100%. You wake up, you're like, man, that was amazing.
That was cool.
Can I go back?
Yeah, you wake up, you roll over, light a cigarette. Your wife's like, oh, you had that dream again, did you? You're like, yeah, it was unbelievable. Can't wait to go to sleep tonight. So good. So I already started the day in like a negative. Well, not
we're
even negative.
Taking NyQuil at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I'm going to bed. Like, you pervert. I started the day. Woke up in a, when you wake up in like a, like a tizzy kind of. It kind of starts your day not in a good way. Not in a good way.
Ryan in the chat says his work caught fire yesterday, and then he just relived that in his dream over and over again. Okay, well, there's a story there.
Sorry to hear that, Ryan. We got to interview Sammy Hagar yesterday, so that's almost the same thing.
We did.
What a great,
cool
great day.
It did not disappoint. You'll get to hear that tomorrow on the program.
We had such a great time Now, again, Ben, you probably know three Sammy Hagar songs, maybe. Pauly, did you know any Sammy Hagar songs?
I mean, I knew like Van Halen songs. Okay. His Van Halen songs.
You know, it's funny, because I was telling you guys this off the air. Sammy obviously was in Van Halen. He was in Montrose. He was in Chickenfoot. But so we had Sammy on. He's promoting his new tequila brand, Santo. And I grew up a David Lee Roth guy because that's what I grew up on, Van Halen. And then when he left, I was so disappointed. I just wanted to die because Van Halen 1984 came out when I was 9 years old. I listened to it until it burned out. And when he left, I was like, oh, no, dude, Van Halen's no longer. It's like my first real heartache as a child. And Sammy came in. And so I immediately was like, ugh, I didn't like Sammy. And I knew him a little bit. I was like 9 or 10. Well, then the albums that they 5150 comes out, I'm like, all right, it's pretty good. I got to admit. OU812, that's pretty good. Four Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, which if you do the anagram, see what that means? Very edgy. Came out when I was in high school. And I was like, all right, it's pretty good. But over the years, David Lee Roth, to me, the human, has really slid down. And Sammy Hagar, the human, has really risen to the top. I still think the old Van Halen songs are my favorite, but as far as personality and person goes, it's Sammy Hagar.
I mean, it's kind of rare for the band to even have any semblance
life.
Of
yeah.
the first version of the band when you move on, especially with the front man.
Right, like, and then you...
It's usually, you just can't do it.
So we get the chance to interview him yesterday. I'm like, yeah, we'll take it. We will absolutely take it.
So we're going to air this interview tomorrow.
Yeah,
I've
you guys
already
will
got
love
it scheduled. It'll be posted up on YouTube tomorrow morning after we air it.
We got to edit it a little bit.
I had to do a couple of small edits.
Yeah.
But I mean, I watched it again yesterday as I was editing it, and you guys are going to love this interview. Like, Woodsy in particular, like, that is your arena,
jam.
Dude.
I loved
the
it.
The way you had him hooked into these, like, I don't want to say random stories, but probably stories he was not expecting.
Yeah.
Shows that you didn't go to when you were in high school in Dallas.
I knew and he's exactly like, what I wanted.
And he's like, wow, like, I can't believe that's where you guys are going here. Like, this is awesome. It was such a fun conversation.
Yeah, Woods obviously took the lead on this interview. I will say, I came away extremely impressed with just the person.
He's amazing.
That Sammy Hagar
he's
is.
He's amazing.
Just seemed like the coolest guy.
When I got out of bed he is 78 years old in October. And when I got out of bed this morning with a little bit of panic and a little frowny, I go, what would Sammy Hagar do? The guy would shoot out of bed and be like, all right! Like, he was unbelievable.
And I want to share this because this reflects on Woods, and he probably wouldn't do it himself. But after the interview was over, Sammy sent a text to the guy who set it up, and then it was passed along to me. And Sammy said, I just finished the interview. It was fantastic. I feel I got more said than my normal 1,520-minute interviews.
I thought it was 15 to 20 minute
interviews. Is that what it was? But either way, he said, these guys were good. That's for Woods.
Made my day, dude.
Yeah.
That was for
was
Woods.
Really, so
I was on cloud nine.
That's how well the interview went.
It was great. He was the best guy ever. And I, now, of course, when you have an interview that goes that well and a guy's so cool, you're like, maybe we'd be best friends. How about that? You just want to? I'll just roll with you. I'll come to Vegas.
He probably gets that a lot. If he's got that 100%. Personality, everybody probably thinks, "Oh, I'm best friends with Sammy Hagar now."
That's my buddy Sammy.
He was the best. He was so kind and funny. And wait till you hear the story of how he actually got into Van Halen, which blows my mind. He was amazing, dude. He was amazing, and I think you guys will really dig it. I'm gonna be honest with you. Doesn't fit to play a 15-minute Sammy Hagar interview in the middle of a sports show. But as you guys know, we're more than a sports show. I think you guys will really dig it.
We're going to do it Friday. Somewhat early, first half of the show. There's no game tonight, so...
God, he was good.
We're just chilling tomorrow.
He was good.
I think it's a good fit, and you guys are going to love it.
It was so fun,
man.
It
was awesome.
It was so, so fun. The energy. I was blown away.
The second he jumped onto the Zoom.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm like, whoa.
The three of us were on Zoom for, 3 or 4 minutes? And then he popped on right at the time that
right
we said.
Right on time. 11
and
o'clock.
We're just, you're like, holy
shit.
How old is he? 78 years old. Can you put the picture back up of the four of us? He looks younger than
all of us. All of us. You guys look good.
And he acts terrible. Younger. I mean, maybe he's had some work done. I don't know.
He looks great.
He looks good, though. I mean, he looks really good.
Sharp, yeah.
Sharp
is awesome.
I told my buddy, who's a huge Hagar fan, he goes, hey, man, how did he sound? And I go, Bauman, He hasn't lost one marble. I go, if I just played you the odd, and I said 85 or 2025. He sounds the same. He sounds the exact same. Now, he can't sing as high as he used to. He's in a little bit different register. Who amongst us isn't? But he still sounds great. He still moves great. And I go, you would never know to talk to him. You would never, ever know to talk to him that the guy's almost 80 years old. You just wouldn't. He hasn't lost a beat. So I'm so stoked for you guys to hear it tomorrow.
He did take a veiled shot at other 80-year-old rockers.
He took a shot at David Lee Roth. It's David Lee Roth he's talking about. It's amazing.
He also may not have forgotten one of your names.
Look, I love
that. That's not an old thing.
I loved the interview so much that I don't mind that he called me Tom at the end.
The very end. We're talking the last 15 seconds, maybe. He's like, nope. Ben and Tom, awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So, Paulie, meet Woods from 3 years ago. You know what he tells you to do? He calls you immediately and says, hey, can you edit that out?
Yeah.
I'm leaving it in. You have to hear it. Because I immediately was like, boom.
He remembers Ben's name.
Ben, yes,
he didn't say a word.
Who like started the interview? Like, I know nothing about music. You're a singer or something. Ben and Tom, and I go. It was almost perfect. God would not let me have one perfect moment. Not one. Tom.
We're all looking at each other on Zoom, so I'm trying not to react too much. But in my head, I'm screaming as soon as I heard it. Like Ben and Tom, huh?
Maybe I'll do my classic Woods, and we can space it in at the end. He was so good. You could tell because he wanted to say goodbye, and he's like, hey, Ben and Tom. And I'm like, it's not Tom. Tommy Lee Woods. Yeah, I like that. It's the Ben and Tom show. We do need to take a quick break on the Ben and Tom show.
We'll check traffic. We'll set the menu for a busy Thursday program coming up. Don't go away. Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's Ben and Tom
on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, as Woods mentioned, kind of a...
Woods.
Ben and...
Woods.
Tom.
Damn it, man.
Ben and Tom.
Yesterday was a double dose of bad news for the Padres.
It was.
Not just the loss, but the loss of Ramon Laureano for at least the first round of the playoffs. And let's be honest, sounds like it could be longer, maybe the rest of the season.
We all got that vibe
I
from
did.
The post game.
Yeah,
right?
My show was not sugarcoating it
I don't
at the
read,
end in any way.
Yeah, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think we all best prepare for a life in the postseason without Ramon Laureano, which is just, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It is a huge blow.
Making a difficult task even more difficult, but not impossible.
Of course not.
We will discuss all of that coming up. Our Padres crap up, unfortunately, the first of the week. In our next segment, we'll get into the series finale against the Brewers yesterday. And then, busy show coming up. Sam Levitt.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Because we just talked about it. The Laureano, I got Schilt.
I thought you were going to play Ben and Tom real quick.
No. You can kind of hear it in Schilt's voice.
How's Ramon?
He's got a fractured finger in his index finger in his right hand. He's going to be missing some time, and he will not be ready for the first round of the playoffs.
Schilt usually pontificates a little bit more.
More positive.
He went on and then said, "If not a hairline fracture. It's not a stress fracture. It's a fracture.
How did it happen?
I thought I was on crazy pills or
I
something.
Did too.
I was like working a little bit during the game, paying attention, but I was like, did I miss something? Because I not until the end of the game, during the post game, did I even realize that he was hurt. And I go, what happened?
I remember when they took him out and looked at his finger, and it didn't look great, but thought maybe just jam something, he'd be okay in a couple of days. But not the case, unfortunately, and it does affect the Padres strategically going forward. So we'll have to discuss that. Sam Levitt.
You see a lot more bunts now, that I promise
who
you.
Who joins us every Thursday is going to be in studio with us at the
Love
top
it.
Of the hour. So early Sammy appearance coming up at 7 o'clock. And then in the second half of Ben and Woods, Eno Saris with some smart baseball. We'll also have Matt Ginella joining us.
Matty G.
Get an updated on his life. He had a medical scare recently.
Sure did, man.
And he's also, of course, been to Bethpage. He's covered Ryder Cups before, and people are very excited. Not just me, a lot of people.
I'm giddy, too, dude.
Very excited about the golf coming up this weekend. So we'll have a few minutes at the end of the show with Matty G, see how he's doing. Our regular features, Don't Do This, Take on Woods. Actually, it's a Throwback Thursday, so we'll have Real or Fake, chance to qualify for for the Eagles in Las Vegas. Ryan will report, and we'll pay off the Incorporator from yesterday with Jesse Agler in our 7 o'clock hour.
Beautiful. Before we go to commercial, shout out to my dad, because guess what he gets to do today for the first time in a long time? Back on the golf course.
Swing the sticks.
Swinging the sticks today. Been battling cancer, as you know, and the scans are clean. Coming out of the surgery and all the stuff when I was home visiting, he gets to get back on the golf course today. I talked to him this morning. You could hear it in his voice. Being able to get back out there with his boys, going to give him a little lift. So I wanted to shout my dad out. Love you. Proud of you. Don't overswing. He's like, I lost so much distance. I'm like, yeah, dude. You had your gut cut in half. You're going to lose a little distance. Club up and have a great time. So very happy
yeah,
for him. Yeah, get out there and swing it well, my friend. Love you.
You guys want the 10-second tease for tomorrow's Sammy Hagar?
More than anything.
So it was towards the end of the interview, like the very end of the interview, and he grabbed his bottle of his own tequila brand.
Santo.
And this is what it sounded like.
You're an icon and a legend, man, as far as I'm concerned, and a lot of other people, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, Ben and Tom, now just don't let anyone drink anything but this. This is my only request.
Ben and Tom. Bennett, Tom, it sounded like.
Okay, Bennett, Tom, now just don't let...
I was just talking about your marbles, Sammy.
He was clearly unsure.
He was very unsure.
Had that...
Hey, when you don't know, you just wing it. All right, Mike and Frank, let's just get it going. We'll get it going, drink this tequila. Ten.
Okay, Bennett, Tom, now just
Bennett,
don't let
Tom.
Any...
He's a legend. A legend. I can't wait for you guys to hear the whole thing. It was awesome.
All right, first, though, Padres coming up next on Ben and Tom, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000-466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Start off early again. You know what? 7 Mile Casino is open right now. For someone coming off the late shift overnight and you're looking for a place to unwind for a couple of hours, you want to play some California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, poker, Pai Gow, or Baccarat, you can go right now and play at 7 Mile Casino because it's one of San Diego's very few 24-7 options.
Yeah, they got the 24-7 players menu there as well. On the weekends, they have a phenomenal brunch, really great food. The Kung Pao, as Benny talks about all the time, is just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. So check it out for yourself. It's just 7 minutes from downtown. You'll love the proximity.
Absolutely. You don't have to drive 45 minutes into the East County. A great spot right on the water there, too. You're overlooking San Diego Bay with great views on the patio, which is a terrific spot for lunch. If you're looking for a place today, lunch or dinner, yeah, check out Sammy's. The menu is always fantastic. And as Woods mentioned, 24/7 players menu is phenomenal as well. It's 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, the news before the game was actually pretty positive. Had everybody back in the lineup except for Fernando Tatis Jr., but the reports on him were positive from Mike Schilt as well. He was feeling much better.
Good.
I expect him to likely be back on Friday when the Padres open their final series tomorrow now against the Arizona Diamondbacks after battling his undisclosed illness, fever, chills, nausea. Mike Schilt went through the symptoms the other day.
I just call it Roundtable Day.
Sounds like one of our commercial. Nausea, fever, upset stomach.
Diarrhea.
Indigestion, diarrhea.
Loose, oily stool.
Yeah, not good, yeah. But hopefully he was coming back. And the Padres activated David Morgan from the injured list before the game as well. He'd end up pitching an inning and figures to play a potentially important role for the Padres in the postseason as a guy who can help, you know, bridge the gap to get to Adrian Morejon, Mason Miller, and Robert Suarez now without Jason Adam. And,
yes, sir.
Getting him back, and he looked pretty David Morgan-like in his first appearance, was also a good thing. So everything was kind of going well. And then the game started, and you know, Padres obviously got the bad news in the second inning about Ramon Laureano, which will be a big focus of our discussion today. He's really one of the most irreplaceable players that you have on your roster
right
now.
Pretty much. Yeah, this headline here says after fracturing finger, but the first headline said getting hit by a pitch. He did not get hit by a pitch. It was on the swing. And it just, again, one of those freak, fluke injuries. And, you know, I know I've been the big proponent of, you know, resting guys and don't chase it. I think this is not one of those cases. Guy DM'd me and said, hey, you were right. We should arrest him. I said, no, this is just one of those. This is a freak injury that you know, could happen in his next AB in the next game, right? Like if his finger was on the edge here, on the cusp of breaking somehow, that was not a case for me, Ben, where I kicked the wall and said, damn it. Should have been sitting on the bench. You know, I didn't. I wasn't.
Keep in mind, this is baseball. You only have, you have a backup catcher,
yeah,
which you all always are going to rest your starting catcher. But so of the other eight starters, you only have three other players.
Right.
So you can't rest everybody.
Correct.
They all
guys,
will play.
Somebody's gotta play.
They all will play this weekend because you don't have enough people to stop that. I guess you have four now backups because the rosters are expanded, but that means every other day everybody's going to have to play down the stretch. You can't rest Manny and Tatis and Laureano and Arraez and Cronenworth every single day.
Right.
You don't have enough bodies to do that. They all have to play. So no one is at fault for this.
No,
no one made a mistake.
No.
There was no malpractice on the part of Mike Schilt.
Nope.
By having Ramon Laureano in there, it simply was a very unfortunate, unlucky event for your San Diego Padres, which they will now have to overcome.
And right hand?
Right finger.
Right
index finger,
so top,
I believe, yeah.
So top hand. Somebody said, can he just play defense? No, can't throw, I would imagine, with a broken middle. It's a middle finger. It's just a bummer. I mean, it's just a bummer. There's no other way to look at it. And our buddy Tommy tweeted yesterday, it's a really huge loss because the Cubs have two, you're going to be seeing two lefty starters out of the chute, whether it's here or there, it's probably going to be there. You're going to be seeing two lefty starters out of the chute, Ben, and then they have four left-handed relievers, one of which is Drew Pomeranz, by the way. It's a really, really big blow. We don't have a tremendous amount of right-handed power on the bench either. So as far as your options go, one thing that we kicked around was you could call up Crash Davis. And wouldn't it be fitting, Crash Davis, he being Luis Camposano, wouldn't it be so fitting and baseball-like that the dude gets, 15, 16, 21 at-bats, something like that in the regular season, goes over, comes into the playoffs, and continues what he did at AAA at this torrid pace he was on, and is your DH pinch hitter, whatever, against a lefty. Stranger things have happened, certainly. That's why you got to stay ready all the time. You never know what can happen. That is an option. I don't know that it's going to be the option that they choose, but that certainly is an option, a right-handed power hitter.
Now, I will point out, and I don't think this is entirely relevant, but Ramon Laureano had been slumping, hitting 148 the last 15 games. Again, that doesn't mean he was going to slump in the playoffs.
Right.
It's still a bad thing, not with the San Diego Padres. But it is also baseball, and you just don't know what would have happened, whether Ramon Laureano could have come up in a big spot in the playoffs and struck out, whereas Gavin Sheets hits a home run in that situation, and he wouldn't have been up there. In the long term, losing Ramon Laureano is clearly a bad thing. But in the short, random freakiness of the playoffs, it doesn't necessarily mean a death knell for the San Diego Padres.
No,
it just makes the job tougher.
you still have right-handers that are very good. They just need to play very well.
Yeah, you need Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis
and
Jr.
Manny Machado.
And Manny Machado to come through. You have good right-handed bats in your lineup.
Yes,
absolutely.
And those guys need to come through in a big, big, big way. As, by the way, they should, because those are the three guys on the team that you mentioned, Ben, that make the most money. The three that you named are your highest
paid.
They're
all right-handed.
And they're all right-handed, and they're their highest paid players. So Manny, Fernando, Xander, good. You give me those three right-handed hitters. I'm paying them the most. Those are the guys that we need to produce when they have the opportunity to do so. Now, they may not get a lot of pitches to hit either with a mostly left-handed lineup kind of behind them. So, listen, it's going to be interesting to see how the Cubs go after them. It's going to be interesting to see what the left-handers like O'Hearn and Sheets can do. But you're going to need every guy on that roster. You need every guy to step up. It's like you said, it's not a death knell for the San Diego Padres, but it is a tremendous loss, both offensively and defensively. And just Ramon being Ramon, he's a dog. You just took a dog out of the lineup. So it's a bummer. It's a bummer. And as it pertains to the game yesterday, I did see people tweeting stuff. They just rolled over, no urgency. Guys, that's a 96-win baseball team that won a game. It's going to happen. They're a really, really good team that you just took two of three from, and they're bound to win a game. 3-1 is not a rollover loss, in my opinion. We had opportunities to win that game. We had a three-run homer robbed by Jackson Churio from Xander Bogaerts. I didn't see any rolling over. I didn't see any mailing it in. I didn't. I thought Cease pitched pretty well. Just couldn't field his position. You know, I thought the bullpen pitched great. You're going to lose a game to the Milwaukee Brewers, guys. Relax. It's a dumb take.
Well, we will go through how it happened with our Padres crap up. The highlights coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
2-1, hard hit, one hop to Bogarts. Flip to second one. Cronenworth to first, in time and a double play. Padres get away with all of it. No runs, no hits, an error, and two guys left on base. 3-2, Vaughn swings, lines it over Machado into left field, a base hit. Terang will come in to score as it rolls to the base of the wall. Vaughn motoring into second with an RBI double, and the first run of the day today belongs to the Milwaukee Brewers. 1-0 here in the fifth. 1-2 in the air to left field. That's well struck. Bowers is back into the corner at the wall. This one, gonna go! Jackson Merrill puts it over the little wall in left field. An opposite field homer to tie this game. 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Morejon, a look back at second base. Now the pitch. Churio runs in a line drive into center field. That's a base hit. Churio will come in to score as Merrill's throw rolls to the plate. And an RBI single for Terang with two outs in the seventh puts the Brewers back ahead. It's 2-1. Jansen in the air, deep down the left field line. Sheets back to the corner watching, and this one is gone. Off the W in the Western Metal Supply Company building. And Danny Jansen all the way up. A solo shot here in the ninth inning to extend the Brewer lead. It is 3-1. Trying to get the tying run to the dish here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 3-2 again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat, and a swing and a miss. Good slider to strike him out. And Uribe, a 1-2-3 ninth inning to pick up the save. And the Brewers avoid the sweep here this afternoon with a 3-1 win over the Padres. And the shot at a home wild card series gets a little bit slimmer now. See how it goes later tonight with both the Dodgers and the Cubs in action. Final score this afternoon, the Brewers 3 and the Padres 1.
I think this is one thing we talked about this season, and you know, it's one of those seasons we have seldom had our entire lineup in one piece. So we're used to it, and we figured it out, and we've gotten this far, and we're going to go much further with it. And a lot of confidence in the group that we have. The 13 that'll be on our playoff roster are more than seasoned and battle-tested and ready to go win baseball games.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to have to step up. And again, you know, the guys that make the most money on the team need to step up. Just the way that it is. Manny Machado cannot have an 0-for-4 with 4 Ks, the golden sombrero. Yes, now I get it. If I go hard on a Monday, I'm not right till Thursday. So I expect Manny to come out of this maybe Friday, maybe even Saturday. It takes a little longer. The older you get, the hangovers hurt more than they used to. The great Hank Williams Jr. said that, and I think he's absolutely right. Defensively, looked pretty good yesterday. Made a couple nice plays, but yeah, just can't happen. You can't happen starting next Tuesday. You need more from your right, especially against that team, replete with left-handers. You need more from your right-handed hitters, and you know you're going to need more from your left-handed hitters too. It's the playoffs.
I would say that yesterday's game though turned on two pivotal moments. Mm-hmm. The first, you already mentioned it. Jackson Chirio's robbing of Xander Bogaerts of a potential three-run home run in the first inning. If the Padres jump out like they did the day before with a grand slam, you hit a three-run homer in the first inning, you kind of change the entire game, clearly. You demoralize the Brewers. It's like, oh, here we go down the same road again. So he kind of energized the Brewers, stabilized Chad Patrick, who gave him the three innings they were looking for without giving up a run, ended up striking out six. So he was solid. Then you play along, as you said, Dylan Cease. Not bad, not dominant, not bad. Ended up giving that last two-out hit to Andrew Vaughn.
Yep.
Otherwise, you could have gotten through five shutout innings. Ends up giving up a run, though, in five innings.
Five innings pitch, six hits, one earned run, eight Ks. The fielding, you know, woes or whatever puts a little bit more pressure on him and the defense. But, you know, wouldn't you sign up for that for Dylan? If I promise you that start next Wednesday.
Take it.
In a heartbeat.
Take it.
In a heartbeat.
And that is against, as you said, a playoff team.
Correct.
A team with the best record in baseball.
In a heartbeat.
If you're taking anything other than that was an encouraging start for Dylan Cease, then you really are looking for the negative.
You really hate Dylan Cease.
You really do.
Because five innings, six hits, one run, one earned, two walks, eight Ks.
Yeah, it was a positive.
It was absolutely a positive.
Jackson Merrill staying hot is a positive. His solo home run off Fetty in the sixth to tie it. Yeah, Adrian Morejon gave up a run. He's human. Big deal. Adrian Morejon is going to be one of your
still
best
weird
relievers.
To see.
It's weird to see.
You know what?
I walked back into the kitchen or something. I came back to the TV and I saw the run score. And then they showed the pitcher, and I saw like Morejon was like tying his cleat or something, and I go, "Whoa!"
I'll admit, I could not see like how are the Brewers the best team in baseball? Other teams the Padres have faced seem so much scarier. You face the Dodgers, you face the Phillies, you face the Mets. They all feel like those teams are way better than the Brewers. And you face the Brewers, and you go, "Yeah, they've won 4 of 5 against the Brewers. This lineup doesn't really scare me." That game told me why.
Correct.
Guys like Bryce Terang with a really good at-bat against Adrian Morejon.
Defense
making sensational plays. That's how they won all those games this season. That was a sign. But that wasn't it either. The other key moment was in the bottom of the seventh when the Padres were down 2-1 and they loaded the bases with one out. After an intentional walk to Jake Cronenworth, they had Freddie Fermin up. And not being able to get runs in that situation, Fermin striking out looking on a pitch that just ticked the bottom of the zone. It was a strike. Freddie Fermin was mad enough to get ejected along with Mike Schilt, arguing that situation. I don't blame Freddie. If you went back and looked at Dylan Cease's throwing the same slider to the same spot up the same zone, he didn't get that call, and Freddie Fermin knows that better than anybody. I've sat there this whole game, Chad Fairchild, and you have not given that pitch. So I took it knowing you're not calling that a strike.
And you called it.
In the biggest moment of the game, you changed your strike zone on me. So when people say, stop arguing, it was a strike, it lit up the zone.
He was arguing.
Freddie Fermin knows you have not given that pitch to my pitcher the whole game, and now you're doing it here. So I think reasonably mad in that situation. Mike Schilt tried to go out and protect him. He got ejected as well.
Did Schilt even say, because I saw Schilt go, I didn't even say anything to you. He was coming out to jump. Did Freddie get ejected?
He did. I think they both got run. Ejected, I believe.
I thought only Schilt got run.
No, Fermin did not get ejected. All right, that's what he went out there. He said, I think it was to eject me, not Freddie then.
Yeah, it's good work by Schilt going out there. Yeah, Fermin was
key there. And then Luis Arraez, flying out to center field in that situation with
tough.
The bases loaded. He had some good, I thought he's looked good lately, though.
Oh, 13-game hitting streak.
Took a walk yesterday as well.
He's got a leadoff for this team. He has to be a leadoff hitter.
It doesn't
he
look
has
bad.
To be
I don't
a
see
hitter.
Mike Schilt making that change with Tatis back. I'm guessing that Tatis goes back to the leadoff spot. But I do like the look. Again, a Verizon leadoff spot like he was all of last season.
It looked like you were just going out there to protect your player. Was there some arguing over balls and strikes as well? Or?
Well, I mean, that was why he was upset, Freddie, and I was upset as well, so yes, sir.
Fantastic.
You got to hit him leadoff. He is your leadoff hitter. In my opinion, he's got to hit leadoff. Honestly, I think he kills too many rallies in the tube, Ben. He's too tempted to lay that sacrifice bunt down. He's too quick to swing. He's too quick to swing at a ball out of the zone when Nando gets a good jump and tries to steal a bag. I think he's a better leadoff hitter than he is a two-hole hitter. I really do.
The contrarian in me wants to argue with
you
but
I can't really.
I can't really argue with any of those points.
I don't know the numbers and what they meet out. I don't. But I just know from watching every day, I feel so much better with him in the one.
I guess my only argument would be, do you want a guy, especially against lefties, who you're going to be facing, who has a 77 WRC plus against lefties, getting the most at-bats?
It's a good question.
In a playoff series against the Cubs,
but by putting him in the two, he's still going to get the second most at-bats, right? So, I don't know. A guy that can handle the bat as well as he does, I think, yeah, I mean, look, they're not going to put him in the nine. We know that, BD, 160. That's a pipe dream. He would be an elite nine-hole hitter. But I think, you know, I think this is where he belongs right now. But I feel like he's a different player when he's hitting leadoff. I just do. And for the reasons I just listed, I mean, guys, we've seen it. Nando should have 30 bags this year. but either they're doing an inordinate amount of hit and runs, or he just swings at everything and fouls it off and Nando doesn't get the bag, or he will sacrifice bunt in the first inning playing for a run early, which, hey, man, in the playoffs, maybe you do that. I don't know. I think he's better suited in the one. I just do.
Finally, feast or famine year for Jeremiah Estrada. Certainly not a bad year, but, you know, he's the guy who strikes out more batters than really any other reliever in baseball, but he's also given up a ton of home runs. I think that was 13, they said.
Yeah.
Which is more than he's given up in his 3 years combined. Now, crazy. His ERA is still 3.5 despite all those home runs. That's how good he's been when he doesn't give up the home run. But he feels a little bit like a ticking time bomb in the playoffs, and you just hope it doesn't go off at a bad moment.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you pick your spots with Jeremiah Estrada.
You're going to need him to strike someone out in the playoffs.
Yeah, and maybe it's the fifth and not the eighth. You know what I mean? Maybe it's the fifth inning. Maybe it's the sixth inning. Maybe he's your first guy out of the pen after a starter.
And there's no one you want better. When you need someone to strike out a batter,
he's a guy.
You want him.
Yeah.
But kind of that ticking time bomb this season as well.
Agreed.
We'll continue to discuss this when in-season Sammy joins us for the last time. He's going to be postseason Sammy.
That's right.
Next week, coming up on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.